Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time to play My Show Member Can. This is where you bet on yourself as a member of this show. You can send in a broad topic. The various members of the show will have to try to identify however many things they say they can from a category in 30 seconds. Wrong answers don't count against you. They simply waste your time. For example, if we were saying condiments and Hot Wings bid 13, he would have to name 13 acceptable condiments as picked by the world.
Yes.
In 30 seconds or less.
Right.
Let's start with this.
Okay.
Sitcom couples. Hot Wings.
Oh, my gosh.
Like TV couples. How many can you name in 30 seconds?
So we need to know first and last names of both people
just
in the
couple.
Just as
they're known.
Okay.
So, like, if...
Okay, five.
Five. Maitland, how many can you name?
Six.
Ooh, Steve?
Seven.
Kelly?
Eight.
Not the most confident.
Eight.
Yeah, eight.
I'm out.
Maitland?
I'm out.
Steve?
I'm out.
Kelly? Oh, brimming with excitement. Kelly?
Okay.
Got this.
Eight sitcom couples. On your mark, get set. Go.
Topanga and Corey.
One.
Lizzie and Gordo.
Two.
SpongeBob and the Squirrel.
No.
Lady.
I don't think they were a couple.
Seriously? I thought they were. Rachel and Ross.
Great.
And what's another show I watch? David and the Hotel Girl.
Stevie.
Four.
Stevie. That's five for sure.
Okay.
And then
they weren't really a couple.
No.
They banged around.
I mean they did.
Man, I'm not going to get to eight.
Oh, man.
Who else am I missing here?
I mean, a billion?
You could have said Monica and Chandler.
Oh, yeah. Right. They got married.
Mr. and Mrs. Costanza.
Phoebe and Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
That's right.
Fred and Wilma Flintstone.
Paul Rudd.
I could have gone cartoons.
Yeah. You can't say Phoebe, character name, and Paul Rudd, actor name.
What
Phoebe
was
and
name Paul on the show, Rudd. Then?
Don't know. I'm not the one playing.
Yeah.
He probably went by Paul.
You think so?
Yeah, probably. He just went by Paul Rudd.
It was one of those lazy writing. Oh, what do we call him?
Paul Rudd.
Let's call him Pud.
Raw.
Can't you just call me Paul? No, Pud.
Yeah.
Dang it.
There now.
Oh, let's see. That was a good try. That's harder than it seems like it should be.
Yeah.
I have to go old to even, like, Sam and Diane.
Well,
Cliff and Claire.
I figured I would end up forgetting one of the couple names. Like, you know, I would have went Raymond and
Deborah.
Ah,
oh, yeah.
Right. I know, right? Those are the things that I start to blank on.
I've never watched that show except for when we watched it with the sound off during COVID because everything else was too depressing.
It was.
And the only reason I know that her name is Deborah is because of Hot Wings' impression of Raymond.
Deborah.
Maitland.
God, Robert.
How many movie villains can you name in 30 seconds?
Six.
Steve.
Seven.
Kelly.
I'm out.
Hot Wings.
I'm going to do eight.
Okay. Now I'm looking at, oh, geez. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. There's 24 right in front of me. And these are all stuff that are easy. So what's the number? You're at eight?
Yeah.
Maitland.
Nine.
Steve.
I'm out.
Kelly was already out.
I'm out.
Hot Wings.
Out, yeah.
I'm out.
Maitland, nine movie villains on your mark. Get set. Begin.
We got Jafar.
Mm-hmm.
Shere Khan.
Okay. Who's that?
Yeah.
The snake guy from... Dude. Evil guy from Jungle
Book.
Got it. Megamind.
Okay.
Three. Kind of a hero.
He's a villain.
Well, this is bad.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a trio I didn't see coming.
Mufasa, nope, Scar.
Scar, four. You can use movies with real people in them.
No, we can't.
Okay.
We're supposed to be Joker. Okay.
Screw you, Darth Vader.
We would have accepted Darth Vader and Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, wow.
You could have picked picked 20 guys just from Star Wars.
Norman Bates, Loki, the Joker.
Thanos,
that's a good one.
Ursula.
Oh, wow.
Gollum, Dracula.
When you said 24, I was like, I bet I know at least 9 of those 24.
Yeah. I know. That's what I started to think, too.
And then my brain went, cartoons! Do cartoons!
Start off hot!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve. How many untapped topic areas for country music songs can you name in 30 seconds?
6.
Kelly.
7.
Hot Wings.
8.
Maitland.
9.
Steve.
10.
Kelly.
I'm out.
Hot Wings.
11.
Maitland.
I'm out.
Steve. It's at 11. You'd have to go to 12. Yeah. Untapped topic areas for country music songs.
I think I'm out.
Hot Wings.
Okay.
12.
All right.
On your mark. Get set. Begin.
Okay. Tissues. Asphalt paving.
2.
Light bulbs.
3.
Sunshine.
No. Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay. Barracudas.
4.
Moon landing.
5.
Submarines.
6.
Let's say, vaginas.
No,
I think that's pretty big.
They don't sing about specifically vaginas.
That's though. What they're talking
it
about when they say
than a hoochie's coochie.
Yeah, uh-huh. That is definitely a vagina song.
Coochie.
And you know what? We lit the very next line of that song. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. You're out.
Got a little crazy.
And then they talk about the moon landing
home.
On a submarine. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, you got like 0.
Gosh darn
it. This job's stupid.
They sing about everything.
Kelly.
Yes.
Remember in the 80s and 90s, probably not, but humor me, when all wrestlers were an occupation, like there was Duke the Dumpster, who was a trash man, and IRS was a tax guy and stuff like that.
Isn't it okay. Brutus the...
Barber beefcake. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Kelly, how many ill-fated occupational wrestlers can you name?
So this is something we like to talk about often. And so I am going to start with a solid 5.
Okay, yeah, makes
6.
Maitland.
7.
Steve.
8.
Kelly.
9.
Hobbings.
10.
Maitland.
I'm out.
Okay. Steve.
I'm out.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, Hot Wings, 11 ill-fated occupationally named wrestlers. On your mark, get set, begin.
The Blacksmith, Charles the Cobbler, Tree Trimming Tony, Bricklayer Johns.
Johns?
Johns.
Larry Landscapes.
Larry the Landscaper is a great one. Yeah, the Tire Eater.
You know that occupation of tire eating.
Please welcome to the ring, the waitress,
Flagpole Jones. Yeah, that's a good one.
Does he own the strip club or something? What is he?
What, Flagpole Jones?
Oh, I thought you said Blackpole.
Blackpole. No, Flagpole.
That makes
Where
no
is
sense.
Your mind?
No, Blackpole is the blacksmith.
Wow.
You know.
It's just a lot of blaxploitation from the 80s wrestling. It's like
a strip club owner? I don't know.
A tag team, OB and GYN.
Abingen.
That's a good tag team, right?
That
oh,
is.
Boy, yeah. And the finishing move, obviously, is the pap smear.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, one person holds the person's legs apart, and the other one jumps off face first into their crotch.
Yeah.
He's spreading the crank
open.
Oh,
it's
open.
The stirrups. He put him in the stirrups.
He got him in the speculum.
Yes.
He stands at the top rope and says, time to get a good look at this. Boom. Face first. Barry's in there.
Oh, no, he's got the ultrasound jelly.
He threw it in his eyes. Oh, it burns when it's in there. And now you can see he's pregnant with a little boy.
He's on the top rope recommending cranberry juice.
Yeah. Every move is something. Oh boy, you really gave him the UTI there.
Now, welcome to the arena, Coat Hanger Kelly.
Oh, no.
Way to take something wholesome and pure and just.
Yeah. Let me guess. Your manager comes to the ring leading you by your umbilical cord. It's all dragged and damaged from peeling on the asphalt from town to town.
Just a vivid description.
Yeah. Is being booed by nuns.
Terrible. And her opponent, ATM, kicks you in the ass, then the mouth. It's not the kind of bank one.
Oh, she's pulling out the plan B.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, no, it's a three-way match. Who's going to be the person that's not responsible for this never baby?
Flat. Ah, another well said thing.
Sometimes it's not well said on purpose. That was one of those. Most of them are not on purpose.
Oh, and, never.
And now, welcome to the ring, Toilet Baby Timmy.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.